Hey, this is Jacob. We're going global, so hang on as we go down Gilead Lane.
This is Lana. She's from Russia.
Good to meet you.
I can't believe the Richters have an exchange student.
They're wonderful family.
My guess is she'll be begging to go back to Russia in a week.
So your parents are getting another kid now, Maya?
No, Mike. Lana's an exchange student. She's only here for a couple weeks.
Why?
So she can see what America's like.
That's cool. I mean, I like America.
Okay, class, if you would, please open your science books to page 154. We're starting a new unit on the solar system.
Like planets and stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael. We're going to study the different planets and many other things in the universe.
Like asteroids and black holes and...
Yes, yes, all of those things. But first, we're going to learn about stars.
Isn't the sun a star, Mrs. Collins?
Yes, it is, Maya. But not every star looks like the sun. They have different stages of growth, just like we do. They also form different patterns in the night sky called constellations, like Orion's Belt and...
The Big Dipper.
Yes, that's actually part of Ursa Major, or the Big Bear. And it's pretty much the easiest to find because of its distinct shape.
Yeah, it's the big bowl with a handle on it.
Exactly.
Isn't there another one, too?
That's right, Anna. We have Ursa Major, and we have Ursa Minor.
The Little Dipper.
Right. Now, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to spot all kinds of constellations.
So these constellations are everywhere.
This is true. There are a lot of constellations out there. Okay. I'm passing out some charts to help you track the different patterns, and you'll use these for your homework tonight, which is to observe the night sky.
We just have to sit around outside and look at the sky? School just gets better and better.
Now, I also want you to take this other sheet, Michael, and plot out the different constellations that you find.
How do we do that? I mean, there are a lot of stars out there.
Well, I've included some reference points like the North Star and some other planets for you, and I'll make sure to give you some more details at the end of class, but for right now, I want to talk about the growth of a star.
Like a baby star?
And then a toddler and teenager.
Yeah.
Not quite, you guys. How about we just read chapter 9?
Hey, guys. How are you all enjoying the AFS meeting?
I think it's great, Mrs. Palmer.
Thank you, Brooke. And it's good to see you here, Luke.
Yeah, well, I didn't really have a choice.
That's my brother for you. Thanks for putting it together, Mrs. Palmer.
You're welcome. I thought it'd be a good chance for everyone to get to know each other. Brooke, I want to talk to you about the banquet sometime, as far as menus and seating arrangements, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure, I have some time after school tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. You guys all enjoy the rest of the night.
Sure thing. I can't believe I let you guys talk me into this. I should be at the store.
Luke, you're always working. Besides, I think Dad and Caleb can handle it.
I don't know about that. Caleb's over there talking to some girl.
What?
By the punch bowl. Never thought I'd see him at one of these things.
No kidding. He's coming over here.
Great. Hey, kids.
I thought you had work tonight.
Your dad gave me the night off.
Aw, how nice of him.
So, who's your friend?
This is Lana. She's from Russia.
Nice to meet you, Lana.
Good to meet you. I live with the Richters.
Really? That's great.
Your foreign student program, this AFS, is very good at your school.
Thanks. Mrs. Palmer does a great job.
Yes.
So, are you having a good time so far?
Good, yes. I'm not here for very long, and they show me lots of things about America.
She's just staying a couple of weeks.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoy your stay.
Well, it's time to meet some more people. See you later.
Goodbye. Good talking with you.
See ya.
Yeah, bye. I hope you enjoy your stay. I sound like I'm on a cruise ship.
That's what a pretty girl will do to you.
Huh?
She is beautiful. I can't believe the Richters have an exchange student.
My guess is she'll be begging to go back to Russia in a week.
Okay, so the North Star's over there. Then the Pegasus should be right here. Cool.
This is the kitchen. You can have anything you want in here. Our maid goes to the store for us all the time, so it's no big deal.
You have a maid?
Yeah, sure. She cleans the house and cooks and stuff. She's great.
I guess the exchange student's here.
You have sisters, yes?
Two of them.
I have one sister and two brothers. I miss them very much.
My sister's right outside if you want to meet her.
That'll be great.
Hey there, Maya. I want you to meet Lana. She's going to be living with us for a couple of weeks.
Hi, Lana.
Hello, Maya. Thank you for letting me stay with you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Maya, what are you doing out here?
Science homework. I have to chart some constellations.
I remember doing that. Mrs. Collins' class, right?
Right. Do you really care?
Care? Maya, how could you ask that? I'm your big brother. Of course I care.
Oh, how sweet.
Well, it is pretty cool. There are so many stars in the universe. It's so huge.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and who knows what's on all those other planets.
You mean like aliens or something?
Sure, why not? Look how big it is. We have no idea what's out there. We've only been as far as the moon.
That's a good point.
God is out there.
Sure. God could be out there. There could be gods on other planets.
I think she meant God made the planets, right?
Yes, all the planets.
Hi, kids. Lana, how are things going? Caleb giving you the tour?
Yes, you have a beautiful home, Mr. Richter.
Thank you. Caleb, I got these tickets for the planetarium from someone at work. I thought you might like them. You know, take Lana out.
Cool. Thanks, Dad.
How many tickets did you get?
3.
This is so perfect. I'm studying the solar system in science class.
Great. Then you can all go together. It's tomorrow night.
It is? Oh, that's youth night.
Well, we wouldn't want to miss youth night, now would we? What would the Morrisons say?
You should come with us, Maya. We'll have fun, yes?
Well, I could probably just miss 1 week.
I'm sure no one would care. Either way, here are the tickets. Have fun.
Thanks, Dad. So I guess we're going to see the planetarium tomorrow.
This is so wonderful. I love to look at the stars.
You know, I have a telescope up in my room. I could bring it down here.
Good idea.
Yeah, that would be great for my project.
Sure. Anything I can do to help. I'll be right back.
Thanks, Caleb.
What are big brothers for?
So, what are you going to wear to the banquet tomorrow, Brooke?
Whatever I pull out of my closet.
Brooke!
Becca! Now, come on. You gonna help me with the seating chart or not?
And this is my mom's bed and breakfast. It's the best place to stay in Coleraine.
It's very nice.
Hey, Lana.
Hello, Brooke and Beck, right?
Yep.
It's good to see you again.
You too. Caleb has been showing me all over Coleraine today.
Wow, what a great host.
I do what I can. Is Miss Kopeck around?
She's in her back office.
Can you stay here for a few minutes? I have to go leave a message with someone.
Okay.
Are you going to the AFS dinner, Lana?
Oh, yes. It will be so much fun. Caleb is bringing me.
Right. How are things going with the Richters?
They're a wonderful family, especially my aunt Caleb. He's a great brother.
Really?
Yeah. He helped Maya with her science in the stars. He had a telescope. It was very nice.
I guess that is pretty cool.
Oh, yes, the stars were so beautiful, and you see all kinds of things. I love the universe. It's so amazing.
So you really like astronomy?
I look at the planets and the stars, and I see God everywhere.
Yeah, because he created everything.
Created, yes. I love to look up in the sky and see him. I'm never alone, because I know that he's in you, and in me, and in the planets. He's in everything.
You mean he's everywhere?
Everything. Like in this flower.
You think God's in the flower?
Right. I see him in it.
Hmm. Hey, Lana. You ready to take the rest of the tour?
Sure. Nice talking with you again.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
See ya. So this is the main dining hall. All the guests meet down here.
Weird. You don't think she believes God's in the grass and stuff like that, do you?
I don't know. God's in this flower?
I want to talk to her about this. Let's sit her at our table for the banquet. Then we can figure out what she means.
Yeah, she won't be able to get away.
Right.
You've got 2 strikes, Morrison. Just 1 more and you're out.
Oh, yeah? All I need is 1 hit, because this one's going to be a home run.
If you say so.
Hey, Michael, I need to talk to you.
What? I'm in the middle of a game.
Strike three. You're out, Morrison.
What? You can't do that. I wasn't even looking.
Sorry, Mikey. Maybe you should pay more attention next time.
Yeah, right.
Mikey, wait up.
What?
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that I'm not going to youth group tonight, so you don't have to wait for me.
Why aren't you going?
It's no big deal. I mean, it's just 1 week.
I guess. So, what are you gonna do tonight?
My dad got us tickets to the planetarium. You know, like school stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll be there next week, so it's no big deal.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'll never go again.
I believe you.
So, anyway, I gotta go, but I'll see you later.
See ya.
As you can see, the universe is a beautiful array of diversity and splendor. Who truly knows what awaits us in the next billion years? Only time will tell. Until then, we shall keep looking at the stars and beyond.
That was so cool. Do they really think it took billions of years for it all to happen?
Sure, why not?
But I don't think the Bible says that.
Right, and the Bible, God made all the planets.
He could have. I guess none of us can know for sure how it really happened.
Why not?
Because nobody was there to see it.
I guess not.
Come on, let's go get something to eat.
You guys really pulled it off. This place looks great.
Thanks. We tried to include a little bit of culture from each country. That bread you're eating is very traditional in Russia.
Cool.
At least I think we got it right.
It's very close. It tastes good.
I'm glad you like it.
So, Lana, what have you been doing for the past couple of days?
Well, Caleb has been showing me around Coleraine. I got to see the newspaper and, of course, the bed and breakfast. Then I went to the planetarium with Caleb and Maya. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I've been to that before. It's really interesting.
It was. I think Maya had a good time, too. It was nice of you to take us, Caleb.
Oh, I just thought it would be fun.
Well, you're very thoughtful.
Thanks. Does anybody want something to drink?
Oh, sure, I'll have some punch.
I meant the ladies.
I would like some water.
That sounds good. I'll have one, too.
Yeah, make that three.
Okay, three waters coming right up.
So, about that planetarium show, I heard that it talks a lot about naturalism and evolution and that sort of thing, like our science classes here in America.
Yes, but I still get to see the planets and the universe, and I know that God made everything.
Really? Is that what they teach in your school in Russia?
Oh, no. They believe we came from monkeys.
So, you must be part of a church, then?
Yes.
What kind of church is it?
It's a Christian church.
So, they teach about salvation?
Salvation? I don't know that word.
Okay. It's about Jesus. Do they teach about him?
Oh, yes. He has changed my life.
That's great.
He's in my heart.
Like he's in the flower?
Oh, no, not like in the flower.
Oh.
He is not in the flower, but it makes me think of him because God made it. In that way, he's in it.
So you don't believe that God's in the grass and things like that, but you see signs of him in his creation.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, so when you say Jesus is in your heart?
I have a bond with him. My father taught me about Jesus and how he died on the cross for me. When my father was a child, being a Christian was not allowed. At least, not like it is today. But he knew it was the only way and made sure to teach my family and me about it.
That's awesome that your dad risked that for you.
I think so too. A lot of people doubted God and turned away from the faith when it got too hard. But my father wouldn't give up.
I guess we have it pretty easy over here.
But now Russia, it's more open. There are many more churches.
I forget sometimes that God works in every country. I mean, I know there's not just Christians in America, but...
Yeah, Russia is a long way away. I understand.
Here are your waters, ladies.
Oh, thank
Thanks.
You.
So, what did I miss?
Lana was just setting us straight on a few things.
This tea is delicious, Grace. Thanks for bringing it over.
Well, you're very welcome. My friend from New York sent it to me. And you know, I thought of you right away.
Oh, well, I'm glad you... Oh, I better get that. Excuse me, I'll be right back. Hi, Maya.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison. Is Michael here?
No, actually, he's at the park with Haley and his dad. Well, they're probably still there. You could go over...
No, that's okay. I just wanted to drop off this brochure on the planetarium. I thought it might help Mike with his homework assignment.
I'll make sure to give it to him.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
We'll see you tomorrow for church.
Yeah, about that. I'll probably just see you there, so you don't have to wait for me.
Okay. Your mom's going to drop you off then?
Well, I'm not sure. I might go with my family to their church. I don't know yet, so maybe I'll see you?
All right. Did you want to come in for a while? Grace is here.
I really should get going, but tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Bye, Mrs. Morrison.
Bye-bye. Grace, have you seen much of Maya lately?
No, I haven't. Why?
Well, that was her. She says hello, by the way. I'm just a little worried. I haven't seen much of her either. We tried to start that Bible study over here a while back, but with everyone's crazy schedules, we never got it off the ground.
You know, I wonder if it would be fun to have one just for the kids. Maybe it could be at my house.
Oh, I'm sure they'd love that. And Maya needs some teaching.
To help her faith grow.
Grace, I think a Bible study at your house is a great idea. I'll help with the planning, if you need me.
How about another cup of that tea, and then we can brainstorm some ideas right now.
Okay, guys, we got everybody? Come on, let's find a seat. We're running a little bit late this morning.
Where's Maya? Shouldn't we wait for her?
I think she's at church with her family this morning.
But she doesn't even like that church.
Right.
Hey, there's Grace.
Oh,
and she's leaving? This is such a weird Sunday.
She must have gone to the early service.
Right.
But she never goes to that service.
I'm sure she has a reason for it.
Come on, everybody. It looks like there might be some seats in the front.
The front?
Yes, you can learn all sorts of things up there. Come on.
Oh.
I think there's a bench here somewhere. Oh, what a beautiful day. The sun is so warm. Ah, here we are. This is a great spot to enjoy the day.
Grace, is that you?
Oh, it sure is, Maya.
What are you doing here? Church doesn't get out for another hour.
Well, I went to the early service this morning. You know, I had a feeling I needed to be at the park today.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You weren't at the early service.
I know. I was going to go with my family to their church, but it just didn't seem right. I know they don't teach the right stuff over there.
You mean the Bible?
Right.
But you didn't want to go to church with the Morrisons.
Well, I've just been a little confused lately.
Well, we all get confused sometimes.
I know, but Caleb has been so nice to me this week, and then I went to the planetarium, and I just got so
excited. Why don't you start from the beginning?
Okay. I was doing my science homework, and... Sometimes I just wonder if God's really out there. Do you think that's bad?
Keep going.
I mean, I feel different, and I'm trying to learn more about God, but Caleb says no one was really there when they created the earth, so who really knows?
And you're having a few doubts?
No, I still believe, but I just don't think I know enough.
Well, you know, Caleb does have a point.
He does?
Mm-hmm. None of us was there when God created the earth. But I believe that he did because he says so in the Bible. And I have faith that it's true. But we don't know exactly how he did it. The Bible is completely accurate, but it isn't primarily a book about science. It's a book about how we can know God and serve him.
Right.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible."
Grace, sometimes I wonder if God really hears me.
Why?
I keep asking him for my family to know Jesus like I do, but they still don't believe.
Maya, God asks us to pray and keep hoping in him, even though we don't always see results right away. You know, God's timing is a lot different than ours.
How come that doesn't make me feel better?
Because you're human. And because you love your family and you want the best possible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, Maya. But Now you have to remember that God loves them too. And you know what? Even more than you do. And most importantly, you can't save your mom and dad and brother and sister. That's between them and God.
But Grace...
No buts. God is not going to abandon his very own Maya Richter. And your job now is to keep on praying and to have faith that God is taking care of things, even when we can't see it with our eyes.
You must have a lot of faith then.
Being blind does give me an unfair advantage. You know, I can't see this bench that I'm sitting on, but I know it's there because I can feel it and, well, I'm sitting on it.
Okay, but it's different than just this bench. I mean, this is something that we can feel working. The bench is holding us up. But I just can't think of anything in my life that shows God is working.
Now, you hold on just a second there. Are you kidding? Maya, sometimes it's really hard to see it in ourselves. But I can see a big difference in you.
You can?
You better believe it. Look at yourself. God is changing you and softening you. Well, you're a whole different girl from the one I met last fall.
I guess I have changed a little bit.
And the more you learn about God and read his word and ask him for the strength to change, the more difference you'll see.
I just need to have faith that he's really there, even if I doubt it sometimes.
That's right. And you know what? It's okay to doubt. Just as long as we ask honest questions and truly seek the answers. If we ask him, God will make things clear for us. He says that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God for it.
And he'll send me someone like you to help me figure it out.
Well, that's one way he helps out. And you know, the best source is the Bible. It can answer all kinds of questions for you. You know, Maya, I've been thinking about having a Bible study at my house for some of the kids in the neighborhood. What do you think about something like that?
Really? I'd love it.
Who should we invite?
Well, of course, the Morrisons.
Oh, yes, definitely them.
Yeah, and maybe Lauren. And what about Anna? I wasn't very nice to her when she moved here, and now that she sits on the other side of the room, I guess we just never really get the chance to talk to her anymore.
Well, I think inviting her to our study is a great start. Now, do you want to walk me over to the Morrisons? We can tell them about our idea when they get home from church.
That sounds great. Thanks, Grace.
For what?
Feeling like you had to be in the park today.
Oh, you're welcome.